Did you know not all batteries are the same? For example, only Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients. And Duracell are the only batteries that make this sound every time you say Power Boost ingredients. See? Duracell batteries with Power Boost ingredients. You try.
Duracell batteries and Power Boost ingredients.
Told ya. Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients.
And they're built right here in the USA with US and global parts.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brucey.
Detective Jason Howe is with us as we discuss the case against Rex Heuermann. The Las Vegas PD DNA lab going to be conducting a direct comparison against Rex Heuermann's DNA and the DNA recovered in a case of a murdered New Jersey woman, Veronica Camara. Results expected 6 to 8 weeks still down the road, but could likely open the floodgates for at least four other unsolved murders in Las Vegas. Is this where everyone's just doing their due diligence right now? That let's run the DNA. Let's just be sure that all these cold cases don't connect with him? Or do you feel that maybe they have some more leads beyond just doing the due diligence?
A little bit of both. You know, due diligence is always important in a criminal investigation, but there are programs like ViaCap, which is the Violent Criminal Apprehension Program, that looks to see, are there any similarities between cases? Can we match this to anything else? It's quite possible that people can travel freely and commit crimes in other jurisdictions. A lot of what I'm seeing in this case was there seems to be nearly decade gap from the last victim from 2011. And I would just, question what caused him to stop if he is, responsible for these murders.
What caused him to stop, or did he stop, I guess?
Stop? Exactly. Yeah. So then, it's great for the other agencies are doing what they need to do. I mean, there could be another dump site that authorities aren't aware of. He could be going to other jurisdictions, committing criminal offenses while he's traveling. So, yeah, all these things all need to be looked at.
How complicated of a case is this to get everyone on the same page? Because we are talking about so many different jurisdictions and departments and different protocols and different rules, and different people and all that, for everybody to be able to share freely to get the information that's needed to prosecute someone like this. Does that open up a lot of challenges for detectives and such?
It can. There's a lot of interoperability between certain databases. So with CODIS, if they're looking at DNA and trying to match DNA via CODIS, that's agencies have access to that. It's a national database. But when it comes to the clues, the eyewitness accounts, the methodology, those things are going to take investigators to, dig through some paper and pick up the telephone and make some contacts with the other agencies to verify what kind of testimonial evidence could be available, what kind of modus operandi evidence is going to be left behind. But the forensic evidence works a lot more efficiently because those databases are open and they're interoperable between states and jurisdictions.
From what we know and from statements that have been given by the Heuermann family and attorneys and such, is that they have not, the wife and the children, have not been questioned by police. They haven't sat down and there's been no interrogation, no questioning, no nothing as of this moment in time. That, I guess, I'm not in law enforcement, I'm not a detective, but it strikes me as a rather odd that this far into a case, someone who's accused of this heinous of crimes, that there has not been sit down with the wife and a sit down with the kids. I know right at the beginning they said, we have no reason to believe that these people have anything to do with this. They're probably also victims here too. But why wouldn't you at least be having those conversations just to at least get some idea on what's going on in that home?
Yeah, I think I would. I think, you know, that information from the family could play an important role in determining the method in which he did this. You know, there was some talk about this occurred when the wife was out of town or on trips and he was home alone. You know, that could always play into that. So I think eventually approaching the wife or the family would be an important aspect of this investigation, especially when it plays into your whole methodology.
Why would it not be done yet?
I don't know. Maybe busy tracking leads. I know that, you know, the truck was located. When you're looking at vehicles like that, I know they probably pulled a roster of every similar vehicle in the area. Those get kind of lengthy. You know, those lists can reach into the thousands. So it takes time and personnel resources to flip through all those.
Sure. But I mean, given it is the wife and the kids, some of the most closest people to him.
Oh, absolutely. They probably do have vital information. Yeah. And again, it probably needs to be done.
Yeah. What I do wonder about with all of that is just finding out some more information of, you know, what was going on behind the scenes and if everything is adding up. When they go into something like this and they initially, when they arrested Huerman, they said, you know, we're not looking at the wife. She's not a suspect or anything like that. How kind of vetting is done to really determine when, you know, because it took some time to arrest Huerman, obviously, to really be sure that woman is cleared of everything?
Well, you know, it depends on how much effort you put into it. The more information that you can collect, especially like you brought up with questioning her, the more accurate you would be on that decision. So there could be alibis. They could have had the information that she was, in fact, out of town. They could have already confirmed those via her, you know, tickets or a booking. They could have had, you know, surveillance set up in the last few months, but that wouldn't necessarily play into the murders because they were committed, you know, between 96 and what, 2010 or 2011, yeah, roughly.
Quite a way.
So it, you know, they could have verified her locations and confronted some alibis already. And that, you know, led them to the belief that they didn't need to speak with her. But again, you know, she could still have useful, critical information about, you know, their relationship. Maybe were there any changes in his mood when these incidents happened? Again, the methodology plays into it. The fact that she wasn't present when these murders allegedly happened, mm-hmm, you know, she could be helpful.
Yeah. And that's what I'm insinuating more than anything is she could be helpful, not necessarily that she was involved in any of it. Hopefully not. But yeah, just to get that sort of baseline of, okay, here's what we know over here, but maybe they already have it without actually having those conversations with her. Could there be a methodology going on here too? Obviously, we know that it happens sometimes where the suspect themselves looks pretty damn guilty, yet they're still out there on the streets doing their life, living their life, but they're being watched. They're being surveilled by detectives. Could that be what is going on right now too? It's let's not jump in and ask a bunch of questions, but let's just let her do life and observe.
Yeah, absolutely. But there also comes a moment that you have to really think about public safety and, you know, the possibility that this offender could do this again. So there is a thin line with that as far as developing a case. We had a kind of a similar case where we were tracking a guy that was wanted out of state for murder, but they had not yet obtained a warrant. So we had a surveillance on him, but, you know, there was nothing that we could do. He didn't commit a criminal offense in my jurisdiction. The only thing we could do is aid the outside jurisdiction with surveillance. And, you know, it's very similar here. You know, they could have had a team, you know, trailing them, following them around, collecting the partially eaten pizza, and to secure the evidence they needed to obtain a warrant. But there is a thin line when you're dealing with someone like this that, you know, it could be a public safety issue down the road. He could continue the killings, and you don't want that to happen while he's under surveillance.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.